in California. Governor Gray Davis says he's reached a tentative agreement to buy the power transmission lines owned by one of his state's utility companies. Southern California Edison has agreed to an almost $3 billion deal that should help it stave off bankruptcy. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the deal marks a critical step in Mr. Davis's plans to resolve his state's energy crisis.
For the past week, Governor Davis has been offering to buy some 26,000 miles of transmission lines in order to keep the utilities from going bankrupt. On the eve of his departure for a meeting of the nation's governors in Washington, Davis announced an agreement in principle with Southern California Edison.
This is an agreement that provides value to both sides. Utility gets the financial wherewithal to go back in business and keep our lights on. We get commensurate value in specific benefits, which provide us long-term power at very cheap rates.
The details have not been finalized, but essentially the state agrees to pay Southern California Edison $2.76 billion for the company's transmission lines. That's more than twice their estimated book value. In exchange, the utility agrees to provide the state with low, cost-based power rates for 10 years, and it will drop a lawsuit pending against the Public Utilities Commission for imposing rate caps on the utility. Southern California Edison will also be able to issue revenue bonds and use that money to restructure its debt. In addition, Edison International, the utility's parent company, will transfer another $420 million back to its subsidiary. This is significant because Edison International has been widely criticized in Sacramento and throughout the state for having taken several billion dollars in profit out of the utility. The deal does not include California's other major utility company, Pacific Gas and Electric, which is carrying heavier debt. Still, the governor says an agreement with PG&E and another utility, Sempra, is key to the success of his plan.
We want these utilities back in the business they know best. Do they have clean hands in this situation? No. But we're not pointing fingers. We're moving forward.
Under Davis's plan, the state will own the transmission lines and lease them back to the utilities, who will actually manage and maintain them. Davis repeated his often stated hope and expectation that the deal can be accomplished without raising consumer rates. But consumer groups aren't so optimistic. Nettie Hoag is the executive director of the Utility Reform Network, or TURN.
It's a pretty hefty price tag. One might justify it depending upon what the entire deal looks like, but it doesn't seem to us that there is enough bacon in this deal to justify what will end up being a dedicated rate component, a contribution from ratepayers for a long time going forward, and we just don't even know what the ultimate price tag is.
Hoag says the tentative agreement amounts to a bailout for the utility and that there's no way to guarantee that consumers won't foot the bill when no one knows what the price of wholesale electricity will be in the future. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.